episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten, along with
Celia Behar, your other host.
Yay! You actually hid your face in the corner of your Zoom screen while I did that, so it's not.
Because I was like looking at you, and I know I can't look at you because you start laughing, and then I start laughing. And also, I already said this kind of before the show to one of them, but we have guests today, and I'm not going to lie, I'm fucking geeking out because I love them so much. Like you,
I'm
losing my shit.
Like you know how usually we bullshit for like 10 minutes before then we introduce. No, there's no bullshitting. We just want to introduce our guests because they're amazing.
And they've been my best friend in my head. They've been my best friends in my head with you. With you, bitch. Don't look at me like that. We're like,
that was close.
6 years.
That was close.
We've all been best friends and they don't even know that, but I don't fucking care because.
Well, let's tell everybody who it is. You guys know them as I'm Mom So Hard. They are Kristen and Jen. The two amazing moms. Would you ladies like to introduce yourselves? Say hello. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh my God. With an introduction like that, I feel like I'm just going to disappoint. But
sure. Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
Is disappointment.
I am 100% confident that I will disappoint. And that's where my confidence lies. But we're so excited to be here. And you guys are like, you make us feel so cool.
Celia and I have watched your videos, shared your videos back and forth. Like she's posted it in Little Mamas. I've watched her stuff for a long time. Cause you guys are, very much in the same vein of what we do, just real parenting. Like this shit is ridiculous.
It's really funny. I mean, are we referring to my gaming headphones that I'm wearing right now?
They are pretty top gun.
I'm wearing gaming headphones because that's what a shit show parenting is right now and for everyone. And if it's not, I think you're lying or medicated.
Yes, we say that all the time. You're a big fucking liar. If you say that parenting's not hard, we call bullshit. Like, no.
Look, I'm a really good friend, so I'm taking a picture of Kristen with these really stupid headphones on, yes. And I'm about to Instagram it.
Oh, perfect. That's what we like. Nothing better.
Yes. Love it.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Embarrassing each other is always a really good thing, we think.
Yeah, Jen's good at it. She's good at it. She always snaps pictures when I'm the most vulnerable.
Good.
Like sleeping on a Zoom.
Yeah, sleeping on a Zoom.
You ladies maybe don't know this story, but Celia actually snuck into my house around holiday time a couple years ago and took naked pictures under my tree and then posted them on Facebook. Okay.
And Instagram.
Yeah. And tagged me. I had no idea until the pictures came out because my friend had a key to the house and let her in. It was a whole thing. My mother knew all of this. But talk about like this is the level of picture war.
Yeah. To be fair, I put a bow on my peach. I mean,
you did.
Okay. I was going to say, that's amazing.
You went to a lot more trouble. I usually just grab Jen's phone and I like either like put it down my shirt and give her the ugliest. It looks like either a butt or like, or I try to like put it down my pants in just my butt area.
Where'd all these photos of a packed parachute come from on my phone? Get that.
So I want to know, how did you guys start doing I'm Mom So Hard? Like, how did this come about? Because you guys are hilarious and you know, I would love to hear sort of how this happened.
Jen, start it off. I'm going to go ahead and land some planes real quick.
All right. I'll start the old very beginning thing, which is that we're both from Nebraska and we did not know each other there. And it was probably the fates keeping us apart so we didn't end up in the pen or something because we separately moved and lived in Los Angeles in our 20s. We like to say our early teens, right, so that the math is more complimentary. We had all of these friends in common in Nebraska. And then once we were in LA and we actually were neighbors living a block and a half apart, we drove the same car.
Not the actual same car we owned. We had matching Mini Coopers, like real assholes. Like that's just two broads in Mini Coopers. Like how did we not know each other?
Yeah. And then, Kristen's old roommate and I were doing an improv show at, like, it wasn't even a comedy club. It was a hair salon that we had just begged people to show up, and we offered them free beer.
It was someone's closet. And you were like, just come on in. I'm going to tell jokes. It'll be great.
It was honestly a salon before it was this improv theater. And all they did was painted the inside, and then they didn't have enough money to get a new sign. So they just crossed out the name of the salon and kept salon. And so I was like, and the only way you would go is if your friend would offer you like free beer, or they would beg you, and you're like, okay, I'll come to your show because you'll come
you
to my show.
Left it that you could get a haircut and do a show.
If that was the case, I would have been there, no problem.
I got my haircut.
Nobody would do it though.
So. Yeah. Well, that's where I saw Jen in a show, and I remember thinking she was really, really funny. And she was also wearing like 1,000 necklaces. And I was like, how the fuck is she moving on stage right now? Like, she had so many bracelets and in bright pink in her hair. I was like, she's so like fabulous. And I'm like, I was the exact opposite, like the ironic t-shirt and like Chuck Taylors and like whatever. And then we were in the parking lot drinking beers, and that, which is very normal for Jen and I from where we're from. And then very quickly the word Nebraska sort of came up, and we like turned and started, and it was just like, you know, that super high pitched screech that women do. Break like glass. We were like name dropping names, and we knew all the same people. And Jen always makes the joke that she knew more people at my wedding than I did. Cause like, we just, it was ridiculous. Like her, we still keep finding people that were like, what, how do you know them? And then it's just this ridiculous thing that we didn't meet. And then when we did, we just started in the middle. We were like, well, this is stupid.
We like exchanged phone numbers right away. And then we had our first friend date that night, like the next night. And we exchanged jackets.
Leather jackets.
Oh my God, you guys.
So we were either on the fast track to be best friends or lesbians, but either way.
I didn't care. Either way.
Whatever.
I feel like your meet cute is very similar to ours.
What's yours?
How'd you guys meet?
Well, our listeners know the story, but she ran a mom's group, and we had a mutual friend who was also running it with her, and I was in the mom's group, and she just was always there, available to talk. She was amazing. She lived in New York at the time.
I like that. All past tense that I was amazing, because now I'm obviously a total.
Now you can be your true self, because she's already bought in.
I'm speaking of you like you're dead or not here. So,
continue.
Yes. So anyway, we became friends through the internet, through the mom's group, and like talking back and forth like that. And
that's great.
When she moved out to LA, I moved to a new house, and she, like you guys, was just a couple blocks away, and we had a ton of friends in common, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. So it just worked out really well. And then, you know,
she's
now
here out we are. The part that I did not know who she was. Like
because I can't tell that part of the story.
I didn't know who she was.
That's so awkward. I sound like such a tool if I say that.
Well, I sound like a total fucking moron, but I'll tell you anyway. I like thought that she was in the mom group, and I'm like, just thought like, oh, she has the same name as the girl on Full House. Like, I never occurred to me, because I didn't like stalk her on Facebook or anything. I was when I lived in upstate New York, and I was on a government computer. So if I was like on Facebook, I had to be like, shoot, like, you know, and get off of it. And so I like talked to my friend who had added her, and we were talking about like different mamas that we'd like connected with and liked. And I was like, I love that girl, Jody. She's so awesome. And she was like, there's like 10 Jodies and mamas. Like, who are you talking about? I said, you know, the one that's got like, you know, the unfortunateness of having the same name as the girl in Full House. And she was like, asshole, that is the girl from Full House. And then I was like, and I didn't mean that like, I didn't like her as an actress or anything like that. I meant like every time.
You still have so much. You still need to work through that. You really have a lot attached to this. I did. Anyway, our stories are very similar.
Up a bank account, like they'd be like, oh, that's the girl, you know. That's what I thought. By the way, I also like went and scrolled through every message we'd ever sent each other to see if I'd ever been like made some dumb Full House joke, which I hadn't, thank God.
Which she would think was awesome.
All right, I'm back on my little kick talking about Pipette, because I love a clean baby and mom care brand, and they are one of the best.
Yes, you know? They really, really are. You have been talking about them. And you know how we love our clean and like environmentally sustainable, healthy mm-hmm. products. So yeah. I absolutely trust your opinion on this one.
Well, they're super, super safe, which I love. I mean, you know, we all want what's best for our children. And that includes using only the safest products on their very delicate skin. And they have quickly become a customer favorite for the ultra gentle baby lotions, oils, and washes. And right now you can score 30% off of the entire collection of personal care items. I mean, that's a pretty good deal as far as I'm concerned. Because
wow, so 30% off?
Yeah, 30% off. I know. Listen, Pipette sets the standards of clean and best performing products. You know, the FDA bans only 12 potentially harm ingredients in skincare products, and Pipette bans more than 2,000. That's pretty...
Yeah. And so I'm going to nerd out for a moment. Okay. Please. Here's my nerdy moment. You know how I love this.
I do.
So all of Pipette's products are made with this key ingredient called squalane.
Yeah. I don't understand why you love that so much, but explain.
Of Jolene, but I don't think I can. And so I won't. Okay. When babies are born, their skin is coated with this weird kind of creamy substance, which you know as the Vernix. Mm-hmm. Now, what provides really powerful natural protection for newborns in the first few hours after birth is that Vernix, which is rich with ultra hydrating molecules, which are called squalene, right?
Okay.
So the kind that they're using in their lotions and all that helps to recreate that built-in moisturizer. And it is key to keeping skin safe, especially gentle newborn baby skin. So your baby skin needs a little love and care, right? A little extra. And that's where the squalane comes in. So this is amazing. Pipette is reproducing basically what the body actually needs. And they're doing it in a really clean, safe, vegan, hypoallergenic, sustainable way. And even better, if you visit pipettebaby.com, you will get 30% off with the code SAVETHIS. So 30% off pipettebaby.com. PIPETTEBABY.com and get 30% off.
And some squalene. Get some squalene.
Get some. And you sing it to the tune of Jolene, you know, not on a recorded podcast where you could potentially get sued.
Darn it.
Kristen makes me refer to her as the girl in the Prilosec commercial like all the time, which I think is really,
you know what? Douchebaggy. I made so much money on that. I'll take those checks right. I don't give a shit.
It. I'm like, oh, that's all I'm thinking. I'm like, that shit was national. Run with
I
it.
Had like run with I had it. Like six nationals. They were all like analgesics and like diuretics. And I was like, hey man, you can make fun of me all you want, Activia. I don't care. It's
she's the lower, lower gastric issues girl.
I was.
Every day. Yeah.
I looked like the girl that was constipated. And you know what? All the way to the bank, baby. That's all I got to say.
Just shitting money. That's what you were money. Doing.
I'm going to...
Just shitting money.
People make fun of me all the time and I didn't care. I was like, fuck you. You don't know how much I'm making.
I have to. It's my job as your friend. I can't not make
but apparently not. Apparently not making enough to afford earbuds so that she doesn't have to use her sunscreening.
Well, if I paid as much, I would go broke if I kept buying earbuds every time they went missing.
My labradoodle.
To hide them. Yeah. I don't know what they do with them. They eat them. They literally, they disappear.
I don't know. I have no idea. And it is literally like, and not only that, it's all the little cords, you know, different cords that go into different things. It. And there's always attitude, but my husband, he'll come in and grab it. And he'll be like,
she right, everyone,
and I'm like, she do you know
what? Start even... labeling them. Get a little label maker.
Yeah. And oh, name you mean like it. Jen's that she has okay. her Snoopy name on it.
All right. Here's what happened with the cords, because I know your husband's really sensitive to it. They've like, it comes up in their marriage counseling that Kristen doesn't know how to wrap a computer cord the right way. And he gets real upset. So he texts me like 10 minutes after I leave her house and is like, you want to check and see whose computer cord you've got? Because I think it's mine. You can tell by the way it has my name written in huge Sharpie on it. Sure enough, it was his.
And wrapped appropriately. We did a whole thing in our stand-up special about how to wrap a computer cord. And I was like, either the audience is going to be with me or no one's going to understand what the hell I'm talking about.
Like, and why are you doing that with a computer?
Exactly. And like, it was, right. It's one of our best jokes in terms of the women going, what the fuck is it with the computer cords?
I really don't understand.
Oh, see, my children come screaming into the room. I need a cord. My thing's at 2%. I go, I've done nothing but buy you cords. There should be a cord in every goddamn plug in this house that you could just walk 3 feet and plug your thing in. But yet,
and then when you don't need them, you're like, why is an octopus coming out of my wall? There's 45 cables that don't have an end game. Right. Like, what are you plugged into? Yeah.
I like when my youngest one comes up running and crying and says to me, my iPad's about to die. And I'm like, you need to plug it in when you're using it. She's like, it was plugged in. I'm like, it's new. There's nothing wrong. No, look, it's plugged in. You know why? Because that little bitch who's in gifted and talented fucking program, by the way, doesn't know that she's got to then make sure it's plugged in on the other fucking side.
Oh, yeah.
Through the actual wall.
So part two. My husband's genetics are strong because anything gets below 30% with me and I'm like sweaty palms. I can't handle it. I'm looking for a charger. My husband's
You refill your gas tank when it's down. Anything below half is empty. Yeah.
Anytime I leave the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not Jen that I have an anxiety issue.
She's
but
always
yes,
like, your phone's on 3%. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I got like 8 more minutes. She's like, no, you don't. You have 3% left.
You have nothing.
Can I have your phone? Can I charge your... Why is your computer on 8%?
I don't understand.
I can't focus.
I would win Survivor too, because if my phone's on 55%, I'll unplug my husband's phone to plug mine in to charge, even though his is on like 4%. And I'm like...
We got to survive, y'all. We got to survive.
Well, Jen, you'll be happy to know my computer is plugged in right now and at 100%. And my phone is over there charging because it was at 3%. And I was like, this is...
And my earbuds have died and my phone is dead. And I'm wearing my son's headphones.
Okay.
Who the fuck's winning?
For real? Like, it does sound like Jody and I, because it's the same shit. My computer was plugged in. It was at 20%. My phone is at 3%. I can't do that. And Jody likes to look at my messages, you know, like where it says how many emails I have, and freak out.
Gives me anxiety. Can't do it.
He's like, why do you have 200,000 unread emails? What the hell is
awful.
Wrong with
you?
I am not, though.
Yeah, it's
can't cool. do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
literally.
So,
yeah.
Like, since the name of our podcast is Never Thought I'd Say This, we always like to ask our guests, if you ladies have something in the in your life, in your parenting, in your whatever that you never thought you'd say, anything number.
Oh my God! Today,
sure.
Oh God, there's so many.
Go, Jen. Well, I have one that it just was shocking to me because you guys both have a boy.
No,
right.
We have girls.
No, so I have two girls.
Yeah,
12 and 10.
So it was shocking to me at one point. I was on the phone to my mom when she talked to me, and my son was playing. He was like 2 and a half out in the yard, and I said, "Put the picnic table down. You're going to hurt somebody." I had no idea that boys came out of the womb violent and ready to destroy anything in their path. I got a little tipped off because Kristen's son used to come to my house and like pee everywhere.
Like on your carpets?
I'll let you handle this.
You know, the biggest mistake you'll ever make as a mother is you brag one time. The other end is going, we're going to get you. So I was doing a little brag about Finn potty training really fast because I was already knocked up and like needing this thing to like happen. So I didn't have two babies in diapers. So I was like, oh yeah, like Finn's pretty much potty trained at this point. I was bragging to Jen. And then all of a sudden I heard what I thought sounded like water coming from a faucet. And Finn was peeing in one of Jen's planters in her house. She's a beautiful home. So he's peeing in her planter. And then he wasn't only peeing. I didn't want to surprise him because then he would turn right to left. Yeah. And
right.
But then he was going for distance. So he was like forcing it out as hard as he can. And I was like, stop peeing in a planter. So that's something I didn't, I mean, the sheer number of times that you have to say something really blunt in order just to know they're going to do it right is what surprises you about motherhood, because it stops you in your tracks. You're like, you need to wipe the hole where the poop came out.
Yeah. You got to be that specific. Yeah.
And you're in your head like, I didn't want to say that, but I don't want you to get a red rash on your ass.
Hey, can you not lick the toilet? That's
horrible. Yeah, don't lick the toilet seat.
I had to say to my youngest one once, I was like, hey, can you take the bath toy out of your vagina? Like, go on, and it filled up with water. It's one of those like squirty ones. And she was in the bathtub squirting it.
I've got the same one, and I've got to tell you, I've never been cleaner or happier.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Well,
to each his own.
I mean, I just recently I told the kids, I couldn't believe it. I was like, hey, can we like not bring food in the bathroom?
Ew. Oh my God. Their favorite thing to do is
fucking talkies in the bathroom. I'm like,
put it next to they put it on the counter.
Yes.
Then they go kind of
gross.
Then they grab the food.
Food, I know.
And then
I know.
They start eating it. And then after they eat it, they wash their hands. Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like,
They lick them and wipe them on their pants.
Yeah.
Their
always say like they've got their hands in their pants and then like it's in their pits and then their butt crack and then they make a sandwich.
Oh, we didn't do parenting stats. So wait, we know you each have a boy. Do you have girls too or both two boys? Tell us your ages, parent.
The best part is that Celia and I talked yesterday and we were like, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to try and be better at staying on track with how we do things. We're going to intro us. We're going to intro the guests. We do parenting stats right away. And then we move right into their never thought I'd. And that's all gone to shit. But I want you and the listeners to at least know that it has been discussed.
We are the worst people to have on a conversation that you don't want derailed.
We're like four trains running in four different directions.
Just give the stats, but I did write down the word penis. I want to get back to that. I know.
Good, please do.
Who doesn't, really? I mean,
well, I mean, we could talk. That's a whole, let's just do something on Bridgerton, shall we?
So we had Finn first. Kristen and I did.
Yeah. Jen and I had Finn first. He is going to be 10 in 8 days, or February 9th is his birthday.
Oh,
he's
going
to be 10.
Oh, he's big one, double digits.
Full tween. We're in the full tweens of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if in case you're just listening and not watching, I just made a very sarcastic scowling face. And then we have Eleanor, who is 7, almost 8. She's 6 weeks younger than Jen's oldest.
Yeah. Dashiell. So when Kristen was pregnant with Eleanor, I was pregnant with my first Dashiell. And then we have baby Delilah, who's 5.
She's 5. So yeah. So it's like 10, 2 8s and a 5, more or less. Wow. For the sake of argument.
Yeah. So you guys are younger. I have a 12 and 10 year old girls.
Yep. I have a 14 year old girl and a almost 9 and a half year old girl.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. 14 and 12.
Yeah.
You guys, tell me you feel like you win sometimes. Tell me.
I keep feeling like when my boyfriend, who I fucking love him, and he's a therapist and everything, and he just goes, it's not going to get better for a while. And he works with adolescents. So like, he knows. He's like, yeah, it's not. This is just the beginning. I'm like, fuck you. I know.
Yeah. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of healing and drama. There's many, many feelings. And I'm a therapist. And so honest to God, at the end of the day, I'm like, can we not have any feelings? And then I have my 14-year-old having a lot of feelings, especially that, you know, in the pandemic, her first year of high school being virtual, like it's so many feelings. And she actually said to me the other day, like we were in an argument about something, and she goes, she was like, you've already lived your life. You don't even know.
You're almost dead.
What? Yeah. She's like, Mom, you're a crypt keeper.
I mean, like,
well, that's what my kids call me Krampus, because they say I'm the killer of fun.
You are.
And I was like, you know what Krampus does? It puts children in a bag and beats them with sticks. So be careful, my friends.
Oh, or the Irish way, you do it with a phone book so you don't leave a lot of bruising. I'm just saying. Like, there's other ways to do it.
Right.
My son is like full steam ahead on this tween situation.
Oh.
There's times where I'm like, I don't even recognize you. I need, you know what? 6 days of the week, if you want to try this new sarcastic fun guy, Finn, that's fine. But on Sundays, I need a nice day.
Right? Can I just have one day?
Can I have one day?
Right. I know. And all I think of is my mother, my poor, poor mother, who listens to this show, by the way. Hi, Mom. But it's all I can think of is standing there eating dinner alone because I've called everyone to dinner and they're not coming. And my boyfriend was doing something, whatever. And I'm sitting there angrily eating my dinner. And I'm, you know what? Fuck these kids. Nobody cares.
Yep, it's going to get cold. I didn't slave all day for nothing.
Because I remember being the kid and being like, why is Mom so upset? Like, so what? You're just eating dinner alone. Like, it's not a big deal. And then like, they come in and just eat the food and leave. And you're like, you're welcome. It's cool. All right. And then they come scream at you about a missing charging cord.
Yeah. You've just summed up motherhood eloquently and succinctly.
Well, Celia and I were talking and we had an ever thought idea, and it kind of tied into one of the things we wanted to talk about too. I, as a mom and just as a human being, never thought I'd have so many one piece bathing suits.
Yeah.
I feel like this tied in because your swimsuit so hard, mm-hmm. or I swimsuit season so hard, was fucking brilliant.
Honest to God, you guys, it's like one of my favorite things. When I'm in a really shitty mood, I watch it. And I told Jen this before you came on, Kristen, but like, there's not a point in my life since that came out that I've put on a bathing suit and not said hurt vagina. Like, doesn't matter. I have to fucking say it every time I put on a bathing suit because it makes me laugh that fucking hard. And yes, we talked about this yesterday, me and Jody. Like Jody goes, I thought when you became a mom, you like, there was like a rule, like you had to get a one piece bathing suit.
No, man.
As a kid, it was like, I mean, and I think we all know as mom, there's like that unwritten rule. There's like, you know, the hot 20s, look at my tits, and there's all that bathing suit. And then all of a sudden it goes to, you know, something from 1924 where you're like in little knickers and a tank top that, you know, is not a low scoop neck. It's almost like a one piece, you know.
Pull-up. You know why? Because you're at a 90 degree angle the whole time.
Yeah.
You're not like, you're That's not, true. You're, and when you're in your 20s, you're playing volleyball, you're like, you're like leaning back and you're stretching things out. But when you're a mom, you're literally crumpled over into a ball. And so like half the time you're just doing it because it's a smart tool. Like you can't go with your boobs out in a high cut situation because it's going to end up, you're a mess at the beach anyway.
Well, your vagina is going to fall out of
what your vagina falls out.
But here's also the thing that I say is like you ladies tried on the men's bathing suits.
This standard man.
Why are the men not the ones crunched over and huddled over? They're wearing very appropriate clothing.
Right.
Which can go from gardening to the beach in one fell swoop. So I don't understand, you know.
I will say in some ways that might be a very kind thing, because I had an uncle Richard who was kind of heavy and he really thought it was funny to wear a thong.
No!
At their marina.
We have family friends growing up who their older uncle would always wear a leopard print Speedo. And it was the thing. Like, we all knew if it was a pool party, we were like, oh boy.
Yeah. We had a family friend, same thing. My sister and I called it the boner bathing suit. Like, it's be like, they're coming over. We'd be like, oh my God.
The boner bathing suit?
Like, because he would come in a Speedo. And
so not one when he was wearing it? What's the, no.
That's either a loose fitting Speedo, because those things are meant to be tight.
Yeah, you could put all there.
I mean,
I feel like here's the thing. We're like, oh, haha, the dude. I saw an ad for these women doing like and they were like, oh, it's like, you know, a belly tightening cream or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
And okay, first of all, some of those women, I was like, you're fine.
Yeah, you don't need that.
You're fine.
I know, that's the issue. That's the takeaway.
You got kids, you got belly tightening cream. I was like, fuck that. What are the dudes with the big giant gut? Where is their belly tightening cream? Well, where is that? I want
It doesn't exist because women give men a pass, and then everyone's so judgmental, I think, of women. Like, we're judgmental of ourselves and of other women. Men definitely look at us differently. You become a mom, and like, I'll wear a bikini. I totally will wear a bikini. But then I feel like I'm judged for that just as much as when I'm not wearing one, and you by other women. Cause it's either like that woman, the fuck did that woman get in such good shape? Like, fuck her. Or it's like, oh, she's really let herself go. And it's not about us being moms. Whereas like, I've got male friends who are very heavy and no shirt on in the pool, flipping the kids around. And everyone's like, he's the best dad. No one gives a shit what he's wearing. Why are people looking at women still and being like so fucking judgmental? And how do we change that for our kids?
How
do we develop a men's belly tightening cream and just say, just lean into the other side and, and try it.
My husband's been trying nacho cheese as an attempt. He's doing it internally and it's not working for smoothing his belly.
Yeah, we're trying to smooth bellies with a lot of carbs.
Look, I have no problem with it. I think it's just so ridiculous. Like those belly tightening creams and the swimsuits and stuff. There, one of the women was like, I'm 8 weeks postpartum. This girl was like, you just fucking threw a human being. Threw a human being.
I know.
It's okay.
You know, when Jen and I did the swimsuit video, I was terrified because I'm very critical of myself.
And also, by the way, I was like, oh, you guys look great in bathing suits.
Thanks. I think that like, for me, I called Jen. What was it, Jen? I was crying, I think, because I had come out of a dressing room that had like zero lighting that was decent.
You called me from a TJ Maxx house phone. And my phone's not charged.
The emergency phone. Oh, well, because of course your phone's not charged.
Yeah. I was like, can't find my call. My phone's not charged. I need to call my best friend.
You should charge your phone. Yeah. Anyway,
don't I know it?
In case of swimsuit emergency, break glass and call your best girl.
So in a tizzy, I called Jen from the TJ Maxx house phone, and I told Lyle to get behind the counter and let me have a minute. And I called Jen and I said, you know, I feel terrible about myself. This is, I don't know how to fix this. I mean, like, what am I supposed to do? Find like some miracle suit. And I know there's a suit called a miracle suit. Yeah. It does not work miracles.
No.
What do I? And so she's like, oh, we should do a video about this. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I'm kind of shy about that. Like, I'm so critical of myself that I was like, hell no. So we went everybody always asks us, how long did it take to find those swimming suits, those bathing suits we put on?
Probably no time. I see those things all the time. That.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
15 minutes at TJ Maxx.
Put it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We found a couple that we did not put on camera because there was one that that was like, I came out and just, I was like, there, you can push me, but you cannot push me into this. This suit was like, I don't even know how to explain it. It was like a ribbon that just wound around my vagina and my nipples. And that was about it. And I was like,
yeah, she was holding her coffee under her side boob. It's not appropriate.
Right?
Yeah. But it's funny because I always think that Kristen looks great. And so I kind of didn't understand why, like, I don't like getting swimsuits because I never have liked what I looked like. Yeah. So that I gave that a Viking funeral a long time ago. I'm like, having a baby didn't make that big of a difference to me. It was like, it's just different fat now. It's like less cooperative fat now. But Kristen had this point in her life where she like thought she looked good. So now it feels bad.
Wait, hold on. I just have to say though, that sounded so funny. You're like, Kristen had this moment in her life where she thought she looked good.
I kind of had this minute where I was like, I kind of feel like fit, like I was working out. I felt fit. I felt like athletic. I was like, this is kind of as good as it's going to get. And then I had a 9-pounder and like gained 80 pounds each pregnancy. And like, I wasn't like trying really hard to lose the weight. I was sort of like, it's fine, except for if I have to get naked in front of my husband will have sex with me whenever I want. But if I go to the beach, I really take a hit.
Yeah, it's really hard at the bar on Friday nights to, you know, find anyone to.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I can.
My husband will have, but this is
my husband and I. We can get it on, but for me to find like new D out there, that ain't easy, you know.
I try to show up to pool parties naked at this point.
Nobody notices. I've done it twice. I'm like, anyone? Anyone?
Right? No.
Yeah.
Why are you?
I'm like,
leaving?
I'm holding a solo cup and like, you know, trying to.
Yeah, it never goes over.
But it sort of occurs to me that like women have this point that like all enlightened masters have, you know, where it's like your wisdom and your health decline. Like your wisdom goes
your
up
wisdom
and your
goes
health
up.
Declines.
Yeah.
And then it like intersects at 32. And then women, like your self-confidence goes up, but the way you actually look goes down. And it intersects at like age 32. So you have a good year.
Like, that's why 65-year-old women are like, you know what? I'm going to wear this loose dress with no bra and fuck you if you look.
Celia and I talk about that all the time. Like as we're getting older and like, how kind of awesome it is though, like the power of older women. And I think
agree.
As you're getting like to your 40s and you become a mom and like all that shit is really kind of settling in, all of a sudden you look at like that the older generation of women and you're like, oh
yeah,
I see why you all are just like fed the fuck up. Yeah. And you're just, yeah.
You're just
and you're not taking anything and you're just doing what you want.
Did you just reference being in your 40s, Cody? Like, did you reference being in your
40s? I'm saying, I mean, I can only assume as someone who is.
Yeah, I'm lost. I'm not, sorry, the connection is
so brave.
You're so
brave. I mean,
she just gives me shit all the time because I talk about how much older she is than me.
Because I am much fucking older than them. Probably older than both of them, too. I have the oldest kid, so I must.
She's actually my mother.
Fuck you.
I'm just going to say some of us met our Prince Charming late and then got pregnant real fast. So I'm just going to
say, Celia.
Some of us tried three times and it divorced and it didn't work. And then there's, you know, don't worry about it.
That was me. Just kidding. Wasn't me. I didn't get, yeah.
Wait,
I,
did you say you've been divorced three times? I've only been divorced once.
Jody's been divorced.
I have. I've been divorced three times because I like to really, really beat my head against a brick wall.
Wow.
I don't learn lessons the easy way, but it's okay. I also like to refer to myself as a hopeless romantic,
which
so always maybe that's what it is.
Always. Well, I have a side account just in case I get married again. I have what I call wedding number two account that I've just been putting a little bit of money in every time. You know, when I get mad at my husband, I deposit like 25, 30 bucks just in the chance that like,
right. Just, you know.
So you did it first and I'm preempting.
Right. And I've had all different kinds of weddings. You know, there's been like the Vegas, there's been the big one.
You had the one with the fascinator on your head. What was that? The fascinating.
That was like a small backyard one. I mean, that's the thing is I'm trying to, you know, I'm doing, it's research, really. It's research. I'm going to write the best wedding book ever.
Oh, man.
Book one of them, she had a thing on her head that I wanted, it was like a fancy schmata. Like, I don't understand.
It was a fascinator. It was I had like
a
15-year-old thing going on. It was a whole thing. First of all, Kristen, it makes me laugh that you said you have an account because let me just say that I did that my entire marriage and I am divorced. So it came in.
No.
And he never knew I had it. It was like a thing that I was, and maybe because the back of my mind, I knew before I walked down the aisle. I remember being like right before I walked down the aisle, like, I think this is probably a bad idea.
Really? You really did?
Yeah. Yeah. And
how long were you married?
14 fucking years.
Wow.
And another for 20. But you can shove a lot down, you know?
Yeah.
Like you can shove a lot down. And
so now are you remarried? Are you dating?
I have a boyfriend, but that's a year in and every week we make it. I'm like always like to Jody, I'm like, we're still together. This, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm as shocked as you are. So
honestly, without COVID probably would have been over by now. Probably would have like just cut and run. Cause I'm so like,
I don't know. He would have seen you less. And so I feel like that.
So where are we going? Where are we going to go? You know what I mean? Like where's the other one gone? Like, it's not like, I'm like, hey, let's break up. I'm going to go see other people. It's like, hey, let's break up. And like, I'm going to spend more time with this three-legged
with your cat.
That's all I got. You know what I mean? No, it's a good, it's a great relationship. I took a lot of time to be alone. I was single for five years.
Yeah.
And I really just concentrated on the kids and my, you know, my, it's being divorced is a weird thing, especially when you have kids, which Jody and I talk about all the time, but I just, it totally makes me laugh because I literally would tell my girlfriends that, like, I'm just putting, in case we ever get divorced, I'm putting this money aside.
Oh, man.
I also used to joke with my husband and say, you know, if we ever had to spend a lot of time together, because our schedules were always really different, I'd be like, I think we'd get divorced. And then it turned out that I wasn't kidding. That's exactly what happened. Like, our schedules became...
My husband's cool enough that he'll be like, if we're tight for bills, he's like, how much you got in your divorce account? Yes.
Like, hey, George,
none of your business.
Right. Yeah, you don't need to know.
Figure it out. Yeah,
don't worry about it.
That comes during the divorce when you actually have to make me tell you.
Yeah, I don't have to disclose anything right now legally. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to talk about Homer again, because it's something that we are all looking for right now with this whole distance learning thing.
Yeah, I think right? We kind of can't talk about Homer enough.
Yeah, I mean, Homer, that, how can you can't even forget the name, H-O-M-E-R, Homer. Yep. And Homer is the essential early learning program for kids 2 through 8. So my kids are a little bit old for it. But I have gone on the app and checked it out, and I'm not going to lie. Like, I wish I was between 2 and 8.
Because Lulu tried it out at 9 and she really liked it. So, you know,
that's the thing, is it's really adaptable to all age groups. The Homer's Learn and Grow app helps build skills across multiple subjects through thousands of activities that kids loved. And it's all research-based, rooted in their proprietary framework, which is called the Homer Method. And it's kid-tested and thoughtfully designed for growing minds. Now, there's two ways to actually engage with Homer. There's the Homer's Learn and Grow app, which, like I said, has all the subjects. And then there's the Homer Explore kits, which take the impact of their digital learning program and enhance it with the power of hands-on play, giving kids opportunities to deepen the skills that they're learning in the app through real-life practice and pretend play. So the Homer Explore kits kind of build on the Learn and Grow app. It's fantastic. Their program is all personalized fun. So, you know, we've talked about before, your kid can pick characters that they're into, Paw Patrol, it's been so
Angelina
long.
Angelina Ballerina is one of them. Yes. I know. Thomas the Train. Yep. I saw that one.
Oh, Thomas the Train. Obsessed. Ooh. My kids were obsessed with Thomas the Train.
Same.
Yeah. So that can be what's teaching your kids all of these fun activities. It's not only just reading, though. It's things like reading, math, social, emotional learning,
so
creativity, and thinking skills. So it's a lot of the stuff that, you know, they're not getting sometimes with the distance learning, but like learning all of those things, like the social, emotional learning, creativity. It's great and ad-free, safe, and easy to use with super kid-friendly navigation. It's research-backed. It helps build confidence.
Yep.
And the Learn and Grow app is proven to increase reading scores by 74% with just 15 minutes per day. Again, research-backed. Wow. It works. So there's the digital product, there's the Explore kits, which are hands-on imaginative play that build on the skills your kid is learning in the app. If you want to learn more about Homer, you can visit learnwithhomer.com/saythis to start a free 60-day trial. So that's learnwithhomer.com/saythis to start a free 60-day trial.
I'm about to go start my 60-day free trial right now. And I don't know, maybe I'm going to just read a lot about Angelina Ballerina.
Your guys' videos and stuff are so hilarious and fun. And I just...
The wedding dress video, by the way, can we talk, like, at some point? When you're like stepping on Jen, trying to zip her into her old wedding dress, died.
Yep.
Like
there, at first I was being ginger with her. I was like, I had to we made a deal with each other. We were like, don't open your dress before the day, like keep it. Mine is literally in a luggage box. I bought mine off the rack and I was 5 months pregnant.
Oh my God. Right.
Jen's was like this gorgeous, like super like beautiful and tight fitted mermaid dress. And she was like rail thin. I was like, okay, I'll give her this day. I'll let her be thin for this day. And then she better start like pounding up. And cause she was so, so thin that like, if I stepped in front of her, she disappeared. Like I said, so we said, let's go on the day. Let's put the dresses on. And like my dress barely fit. And I was 5 months pregnant when we got married. So that was a tough pill to swallow. But Jen's was like in her back, like this far. And I looked at Colin like, oh God.
I was like, you figured out, bitch. You're my friend. You figure out how to get that zipper.
So in the beginning I was being really careful. And then I was like, I will put you in half to get you in this dress. You will lose a vertebrae.
You should have like layered upon layered
space. I mean, there was no, we're beyond that. I would need to, no, this was a crank situation where I was like, all right, I'm going to remove two of your ribs.
What is your favorite video that you guys have done?
You know, it's fun. I have so many fond memories of so many of them.
And for our listeners, by the way, they can find this on YouTube. Just
And Facebook. Yeah. We have a Facebook that where we kind of have our community of women that can like engage.
Cool,
and
then we have
we have the YouTube. And I think obviously some of the ones that were heavy hitters, like the swimsuit one, was really great because I just loved all the comments from the women that were so positive about themselves, not just about us, but like posting pictures of themselves and stuff. But then there's like random ones that don't make any sense. Like I remember I was having a shit day and we were trying to shoot a video and I didn't feel like anything I had written was working. And then Jen made a joke about like my bush being big in the hot tub and I couldn't get myself back on track. I was laughing so hard. I thought I was going to barf. I could not get right. And I mean, in the video, I'm like, I've like red, there's nothing attractive about it. I'm all gums. I've like red rosacea, but I just remember being like, I got worked shit out in that. And that video isn't like one of our bigger videos, but it was such a fun day. Like I was such I started bad and then it ended great, you know, like, cause it's something we were doing together, which was always
fun. I love that. I love to hear like the memories of that. Cause oftentimes the stuff that you do that's your favorite is not necessarily the biggest or most successful thing. It's like, oh, the thing I kind of was weird and like off track about, that was the most successful thing.
Or it just resonated. Like I loved when Jen, this is so self-serving. I loved when Jen played me. I was worthless. All I did was laugh the whole time at Jen's performance. I was like, look at her go. I'm going to say nothing. It was super fun.
She was wearing all my bracelets and jewelry and her ADD was like misfiring. Yeah. She was like, I can't pay attention to anything right now. Yeah.
She goes, put these on. And I'm like, all of them. And then I was like, oh, my hands are heavy. It was so fun. Jen, are yours?
What's yours?
Well, that was a Halloween video.
Yeah.
We played each other for Halloween. And then all the Halloween and Christmas videos are my favorites because I'm like a big holiday nut. Like I over-decorate for everything. And so it's so fun. It's like, I love any reason to celebrate. So we write a song every Christmas or like a poem or something and do some really. And Kristen always has too much champagne and it's delightful.
Yeah.
Like if you want to know, like, how do you have a friend, like a good friend that you can keep, like somebody who can take a lot of your shit. Cause Kristen just laughs harder than anyone else if I make fun of her. It's like our favorite thing to do. So she starts snorting. It's the best. I mean, hey, she makes fun of me too. Like, so it's all fair.
Isn't it like the best thing to be able to do like what we do with your best friend? Like that's the thing that I do feel so like lucky. And there are days where I'm like in the shittiest fucking mood before we're going to do a show. And I'm like, ugh, I have nothing to say. I'm not funny. I don't want to do anything. I just want to like fucking sit there and ignore everybody. And then we get on and I'm like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. And within like 5 seconds, we're making fun of each other. and laughing about some.
Yeah, because you guys probably feel the same thing. You gotta take care of each other.
You're right. I'm not funny, and I hate.
Yeah, but you're super hot, so that's good. That's
all, you know, just a little.
Yeah. Well, but you're a life coach, you know, Kristen, she's like, doesn't have any of that, man.
I don't have any of that.
She yells at me like a football coach and smacks me on the ass. That's the only kind of coaching she does. I don't
coach her.
God, no.
I'm like, when
not that you're not capable, but I wouldn't do that to you. Wouldn't be fair.
Jen's a real feely person and she always wants to talk about feelings and I am not that person. So I always yell at her like a coach that I'm having feelings. And then she's like, well, that's good. I'm glad you're expressing it. I'm like, I feel vulnerable right now. Get back in there.
She tries to hug me and I fucking hate that shit. And she's like, come on, just hug me. Or she'll sit next to me and like put her arm on, you know, her hand on my leg or whatever, like tap me when she talks to me. I'm like, why are you touching me? Don't fucking touch me. I don't.
Yeah, like I'm not like a I'm touchy feely in like a very like, oh my God, hi, like that sort of, you know, touching people when they talk, whatever. And I'll give you hugs, all of that kind of stuff.
No.
And but I'm not like a real emotional person, but I know that it drives her absolutely insane. Yeah. She just does not. She's like a little cactus. And so I just pet her arm. Gently when I talk to her, like I stroke her and she's like, oh my God, why? I'm like, just because I love you.
I think it's because you guys want us to cry.
Yeah, exactly. She wants me to like it. Like at some point I feel like she's like waiting for the day that
I'm I don't. I do it simply because it annoys you. Ugh,
it's too many, it's too much touching. I don't want.
No, I don't want you to like it.
No.
If you started liking it, all the fun would be gone. Then what am I gonna do?
Well, wait, first of all, I know we're going backward for a second. I have to ask. Jody, do you still have any of your wedding dresses? Just because I'm curious.
No.
Do you know what mine is?
I had some. This one was a big, you know, ornate, elaborate thing, and had it packed and all that stuff. I think just, you know, at some point I was like, I have no emotional tie to the, you know.
Did you have it packed? I should let it go. In a box like that in my corner? Did you have it packed like in a? Because that's my fucking.
What is that? Is that your wedding?
That is my wedding dress in my corner of my bedroom.
Why? Okay, that's such bad feng shui. I'm just gonna say this right now. Like, that's just, don't do that. Why is it there? Burn it, get rid of it. First of all,
I bet it's gorgeous.
It is. It's Vera Wang, and I, yeah, and not like Vera Wang when it went to David's fucking bridal. Like, it's Vera Wang. Like I got that's right. Yeah. I got up and went to the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York City when Vera Wang does her gigantic like show off. 4:30 in the morning, my friend Megan Edwards showed up with a full-length mirror. My mom was with me, which if you've ever listened to our podcast knows that that's a big fucking deal because my mom and I are no good. But for whatever reason, she actually came.
I can only imagine. Oh,
it was insane. And I a
fly on your mom's head.
I had like I was not, you know, skinny at that point in my life. And all the sample sales are, you know, twos and fours.
Don't I know it?
You were not Celia.
No, I wasn't. I had gained a ton of weight because I was, you know, living in New York with my ex. And so I was a good 40 pounds heavier than I am now. And so I go and I find this dress and I'm like, I'm not letting this bitch go. Like, I want this. It's gorgeous, but it won't zip up the back. My mom's all, we can put a panel in. I was like, fuck you. It's Vera Wang. I was like, just
how dare you?
Like, panel my ass. So I got it. I wanted to sell it because it's a vintage Vera Wang dress. It's gorgeous. It's got Swarovski crystal from top to bottom. Mm. It's porcelain. Like, it's beautiful.
Okay.
But it was taking up too much room in my closet. It is listed to be sold. It's taking too much room in one of my closets. I took it out. And then I have found over quarantine, it makes the best place for me to put my my computer on for Zoom yoga because I can.
No, like, but then you're looking at it like it's just such bad juju. Get it out, release it, let it go, have a ceremony, fucking howl at the moon. I don't know, but that
someone
needs to go.
To pay me for it. I get like Jewish.
I don't know. I need them. I feel like you can let the guy go. You get some sage, put it all over that dress and wear it anytime you can.
I know. It feels also like a strong signal to your boyfriend too. I'm just going to put this on your side of the bed.
That's why I'm like, why is that in there? Like, hey, just a reminder.
Look at it while we do it.
If you're thinking, I we could go right now. Like, that's what it feels like.
I don't think that Dustin is that emotionally aware of
the also, right. Of yeah, no. Like, thank God he doesn't listen, or you'd be single after this episode.
He never listens to this show. Do your husbands listen to your shows or watch any of your stuff?
Let me explain something to you. So my husband and I, we are very much in love, but we are like out loud and like we'll bicker in front of Jenna and her husband and like, but then we'll also get along and we'll also flirt, but we're like hot, cold, hot, cold. Jen and her husband, Jen's husband's real waspy. So they're very buttoned up. So they're like, they barely, like if they argue, it's like, he'll say, hey, Jen, you need to powder. And she'll be like, and that's their argument. I'm like, oh God, they're fighting. They're fighting you guys. So my husband in one, I would love to go find this video, Jen, because we were shooting one day and my husband, who has been at every shoot we've ever done for the last four, because Jen's husband's our director and Colin's our producer. So we've done for 5 years now, almost 5 years. And my husband will audibly yawn. He'll go like this. And I am like, am I fucking boring you? Like, can you stop? And Jen's like, fiddle-dee-dee. Like, she's like, tries to get, I'm like, I'm going to get in a fight, man.
It's so, just different communication styles. My husband and I fight and I say like, I don't think I appreciate your tone. And he's like, it's been a busy day. I'm sorry about that. Kristen and her husband are like breaking chairs across each other's backs. That's not true, but they are like, it is a louder.
Like, we'll roll right into from fighting.
They like your videos? Do they watch?
Oh my God. Yes, they watch the videos. They help us. You know, the thing that's cool and great about them is they are our biggest advocates. And when I was scared to do the swimsuit video, which was early kind of on in what we were doing, because we had done Spanx, but that didn't feel as scary as the swimsuits video. And when we did the swimsuits video, I made Jen edit it like 50 times because I wasn't comfortable with it. And my husband and Britt both, through like tears in their eyes, were like, I think it's really important that you do this because you're going to make women feel better. And not that I don't want that to sound like self-aggrandizing. It just is, they do take a minute when they think it's important to say, hey, this is worth it and it's going to work. Or they'll go, you guys sound complainy. Be better comedians. Find a way to make this work. That's how my husband says it. And then I get an argument and then it's right. But he is right, because he challenges Jen and I to take something that maybe we are starting to sound like we're complaining. And what we have to do is start taking it and spinning it a little bit. And that's what's fun. You know,
that's awesome.
Taking a regular topic.
No,
and
I'm like, hold on, please. I'm taking notes. No.
Yeah, oh, sorry. So neither of our boyfriends listen to our show. Like,
that's kind of good sometimes, trust me.
I mean,
that's the point where we can just out loud talk about them on a show and we know they're never going to fucking listen, so it doesn't really matter. Not that, I mean, no, listen, Mescal is like a fucking saint, her boyfriend. And like,
he sounds very sexy.
I was going to say his name's Mescal.
Yes, yeah. And he is very sexy. And he's a therapist and he's just like, and he's tattooed and awesome and badass. And like, you guys like really don't fight at all. You guys have moments where you're like, maybe he's mad at me. And then you guys,
we're like silent fighters. So like, we'll be like swimming around each other, like sharks sort of just like silent the whole day. And then eventually one of us is like, you good? And I was like, okay, here's what the problem is. We talk about it. Right, I'm over it now.
Yeah. Kristen, my boyfriend and I more like you, we will like fucking fight like, and yell at each other. And then, you know, go and
make up
and bang it out.
We'll bang it out.
Yesterday I talked to him for Jody and I, no joke, had like an hour and a half, you know, Zoom call where we were like talking to you guys and plotting out.
Right. Where we had a great plan of how we were.
And then I come out and my boyfriend is still in a onesie I bought him with the hood up. He fell asleep in that has beer all over it. And he's
not actual beer spilled on it. Like,
I was hoping like it was beer.
Wow. Probably was that too. He has a butt flap that he has open and has had nothing on underneath, and he's just walking around with his ass out. Okay.
What frat is he in? I feel like
I was like, and the fucking funny thing is I didn't even notice. And so at some point he just looks at me and he's like, you're really observant. I was like, what? And he turns back around and I was like, for the fuck, just put your ass away. Like, what the fuck? And like, and then I tell him about the whole meeting. I'm like, and he knows how much I love you guys. And I've made him watch, like, you know, all these videos of you guys. And I tell him the whole thing. And before we go, and he listens to me. Uh-huh. Okay, great. Before we go to bed last night, he goes, do you have a show tomorrow? Mm-hmm. I go, yep. And he goes, oh, is it just you and Joe, or do you have guests? I'm like, it's our mom so hard.
I can't get mad because I forget things so much that I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, you know, it kind of goes both ways.
Come on, you don't forget that fast. That's although true. I will say this, when I write Jody, like if I text her something, I can only text her one question at a time. Because if I ask her two things in one text message, she only answers one of them and then never the, like, she can't do, I can't send her multiple. I have to wait. I have to sit here like this as I like wait for her to respond. Maybe it takes like a half an hour. She writes me and then I'm like, now I can ask the other five questions I have, but I have to wait.
I feel personally attacked.
Well, Jody, you and I are exactly the same, only you are so much more successful at life than I am. But we are very
I think you should reserve that judgment. I really think you should reserve that judgment until you meet me in person or talk to anyone that knows me, because I don't think that's, I love that that's your impression of me, but it's an incredibly inaccurate statement. So
Jody.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to talk to me about Ana Luisa? I feel like you are.
I actually was, because I got my stuff last week and I got two pairs of earrings. Okay. And I have worn them so much. They're kind of my new favorite go-tos. So one was like a little ear cuff, like it had a pearl in the front and then it said love.
Ooh.
Like right underneath the earlobe.
Aww, just in time for Valentine's
Day. So cute. I did. I got it in time for Valentine's Day. I wore it on Valentine's Day. They were super, super cute. And then I also got a little pair of snake studs. They're like little gold snakes. But they're tiny and they're amazing.
I got these little hoops that have
they cuff right around your ear.
Yeah, a little chunky one. Adorable. And then I got this gorgeous necklace with this beautiful green stone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's so great.
I got so many compliments when I was wearing it last week. And you know what I love the most about them, besides their designs, which are gorgeous? They offset 100% of their carbon emissions, starting with the sourcing of their raw materials all the way to the disposal of all their pieces. Like,
I mean, that was the one thing, is because I always look at stuff at, you know, like other stores and things. I'm like, I could buy these. I'm like, but I just feel like it's so irresponsible to just buy more things that aren't sustainable, you know? And this is so great. And the best part is that their prices are super fair. So they start at $39 for their jewelry. There's no luxury markup. So you're getting sustainable, beautiful, like, great priced jewelry. I mean, I am really, really happy with their stuff, and their stuff is gorgeous.
Their quality is amazing. And I feel like their pieces are going to like be really long lasted because they're crafted with so much care from the best noble metals. And you know what? They offer a 365-day warranty to replace or refund any piece that doesn't meet your expectations. Who does that? Nobody.
I love, because how many times have you bought a pair of earrings or a necklace and like something snaps off of it or something and you just need it fixed? And this is exactly what they do. So I am really, really loving Ana Luisa jewelry. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to check out Ana Luisa jewelry, you can go to www.analuisa.com/say this. That's ANALUISA.com/say this. And you can go treat yourself and your loved ones with a unique and beautiful and sustainable jewelry gift and get 10% off with ANALUISA.com/say this. I absolutely recommend them. I love it. Their stuff is so gorgeous and you will not be sorry.
No. And I just want to throw in at the end, just one more thing, that they also have amazing shipping. And as a bonus for international customers, custom taxes are included. So you should follow them on Instagram, subscribe to their newsletters, and, you know, in general, just get on it because Ana Luisa Jewelry is phenomenal.
Go treat yourself, ladies. In you know, the spirit of being honest on our show, I do not have any success really at these days at life. I feel like I'm struggling every day. So thank you for making me feel like maybe
we're all struggling every day.
Yeah,
we're all struggling every day.
You know
what
we're not struggling at though is our new game that we are doing at the end of every show. Do you have your phone?
I do. I have my phone.
Oh shit! Does it have to be charged?
No. We got you.
Oh,
we got
it's
you.
Fine. Great. Don't worry,
guys.
Don't need anything.
I'm gonna land a 747 real quick. Hold on, guys.
Okay. That can't be at the Santa Monica Airport, Kristen. You're gonna
Fortnite or whatever.
Yeah, you play Fortnite. Ew.
Send them to Ontario, Kristen.
Right, yeah, go on. Go to Ontario, you guys. Go to Ontario.
Just a reroute.
You want nobody? What it is?
Ontario Airport.
I know that's a real shithole.
Ontario.
Right, everyone in Ontario is like, well,
yeah. I got a cousin that's a flight attendant there, and I don't care for her.
Right. Are you want to explain?
Okay, so wait, let's explain what it is, though, so our listeners know. We've been doing. Did we do it just the last show?
Yeah, just the last show. But both of us play this or play it. We do this with our boyfriends with the couples editions. We actually play the game.
Hey.
It's one of those fun games that helps you get to know people more and like ask you really weird questions. So,
All right. So how about you want me to, I'll just read a question. How about they answer for their question first, right?
Okay. Hold on. Let me get my phone now that it's probably charged.
By the way.
Oh, God, bragging.
This is called the and it does tell you relax and look at one another until you feel the phone buzz. I can't look at her for that long.
We don't look at each other. It's weird. I don't like eye contact. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't want all right. So here's the question that I just pulled up. It says, what is your favorite memory of us and why is it important to you? So I'm supposed to ask that to Jody. She answers it. And then I answer the same question. And you guys can, if you're up for the game, you can also answer. Why don't you guys?
Okay. First? I'm going to always go for funny, but you go first, Jody.
Oh, me? Oh,
yeah.
My favorite memory with Celia. God, there's so many. You know what? I'm just gonna say one of the first ones that comes to mind
because
it's such a good day, was when we went to Universal the day before Thanksgiving.
I was gonna say that.
We went to Universal the day before Thanksgiving. I had gotten us all tickets. Celia was going through some, I believe Julie had just passed.
She hadn't yet. My sister passed away from cancer 2 years ago. Yeah. But we had just found out she was going to get the pump taken out because it wasn't working. And so it was the beginning of the end. She was getting the pump out that day. And you took me and the kids and your kids to Universal to get my mind.
Universal. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I took us all to Universal. It was the day before Thanksgiving, which Celia and her kids also spend with my family because my mom and dad have taken her on. They take on my friends as other surrogate children.
Yeah.
So anyway, we went the day before Thanksgiving. And when I tell you we ate an obscene amount of food, like even thinking about it right now, I just go, oh my God.
Yeah.
What was wrong with it? Yeah, like, we went hard at in the Hogwarts in the Wizarding World or whatever. We did like the beer battered fish and chips.
God,
we did the shepherd's pie. We each had like two butter beers. Then we went and got the giant donut
from
Land thing. And I think something
you fucking
else.
Disappeared. We're like talking about how we feel disgusting. You disappear. Like at night in Universal, I'm like, where the fuck did she go? She pops back up 10 minutes later with like five bags of candy.
I went to the candy store.
I said, what the hell is wrong with you?
Colas? Are you kidding me? I had to.
And then I was like, give me those. And I ate a whole bunch.
But
I had such bad diarrhea that night.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, sugar. We ate to sugar a point man. Of complete nauseousness the day before Thanksgiving. Like, we went harder that day than we did on Thanksgiving. You
know? I'm impressed, and I'm thankful for you because of that day. That sounds
yeah. It was a really, but that was my fun moment with you.
I was gonna say that, but I'll pick another one. I think the first protest that I went to with you'd already been going out to go protest with, you know, anti-fascism and BLM, and I hadn't come out with you yet. And the first one that I came out with you when you did a whole speech, and I managed to get it on video and stuff. And I loved that moment because it was a different kind of bond. I felt like that, you know, we shared all of a sudden. And I was also just like so unbelievably fucking proud of you, and it just like made me so happy and so proud, just because you know coming into your own and becoming an activist like you have has been it just makes me really proud. That's all.
Oh my god.
Look, I had feeling.
I have a weird feeling inside. It's like a mushy feeling. I don't know.
Jen, this is annoying. You better come to that table with something really good, because that's...
You trust me. These answers are completely unexpected, and I really was expecting not something as deep and meaningful as we've shared. So please, allow yourself to be vulnerable. Have a feeling.
I can't figure out if Jen is frozen or if Jen is thinking.
Maybe she's
frozen.
She's frozen.
It was a little bit confusing.
I was like, well, if you have to think that hard about our life together, you butthole.
We lost Jen for a second. I wonder if she can hear us. Maybe she can.
Let me see. Wait. She might be coming back in.
Yeah, she's probably crapped out and is coming back in.
It knocked me out of the meeting. Well, come back in. I just want to tell you that Jen, prior to this, sent me a picture of like, the most fattening pizza that one can eat. That's what she sent me. And I'm trying like hell to lose some LBs. And I'm like, are you messing with me right now? Like, this is like, slow-mo. Okay.
Sorry.
Jen, I mean, I don't even know how we can compete with that. Cause all I keep thinking of the times we've been boozing together.
That counts.
Is she frozen again? Yeah. You guys, she's frozen again.
Totally frozen again. Oh my God. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Celia, I'm really sorry to hear about your sister. That must have been a really tough, tough road.
It sucked. I mean, it still sucks, honestly, but yeah. I mean, thank you. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. I think that's when you need friends the most is when we're dealing with loss, because they just know how to navigate enough when you're feeling so much pain that they can make you laugh in those moments that like kind of take the air out of the balloon a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
You seem to be good at that. You seem you would be a very good.
One thing I can do, it's make jokes at an inappropriate time to really, you know, break the tension in a room.
Yeah. I thought she was going to say take the air out of the balloon, but you know, that's it.
No. To just really just make an awkward moment like, well, and just say something totally inappropriate.
That's the best thing ever. That's why you had our little like, you know, sleepover. We all wore a onesie party right after she passed and we just played Cards Against Humanity. And like, it was like, you know, our closest girlfriends, and we ordered a ton of Chinese food and ate too much and played Cards Against Humanity. And
that was the Botox party, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And it was the Botox party. That's what we called it.
I know this sounds bad, but that seems like a great way. I mean, if you're going to be in a sad state, having lots of delicious food and things that stop your face from wrinkling sounds like a wonderful way to cope.
Yeah. By the way, when I tell my story to my boyfriend, I leave out the Botox part. I'm just going to tell you that right now. You got Jen back.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
Don't worry. It happens.
Hi, Jen. That's a terrible time to have to poop.
I know. The beauty of those stories ruined my internet connection.
Well, I just shared 8, so go ahead.
You shared. Did you share a story? I got to know what it was.
No.
She shared because we thought you were just thinking for so long that we didn't actually realize you were.
She panicked. She was like, shit, I don't have one. I got to go look in my internet.
Now, what was the question again?
It was, what is your favorite moment?
Oh,
what's your favorite memory of us, and why is it important to you?
my memory of Celia and Jody.
Yes.
Because they, no. did a podcast one. Okay. Well, Kristen, we did like the first year that we were doing the videos, we did like a national tour. We had to write a stand-up
show.
You
tell the same one, I'm going to be pissed.
See, that's what Jody did.
Wait, you told one?
No.
No, she didn't tell one.
Oh, okay. You're writing down what it is. I think it's going to be different than yours. Okay. But so there was this, it was so exhausting. It was like so hard. We were idiots and we were trying to be heroes and we brought the kids and the husbands and like.
In a tour bus.
Yeah.
All over the country. And it wasn't a show and then you travel for days. It was a show and a show and a show and a show and a show. New city, new hotel, unpacked bags.
We were like Winger.
Yeah. But not Winger.
Yeah, not as cool, not as nice at hotels, but it was just super hard. Like my dad was really sick at the time. Like it just was navigating everything was impossibly hard. And so like the last show that we did, was it in Tulsa, Kristen, or Oklahoma City?
It was in Tulsa.
Okay. So it was in Tulsa and we were like, we couldn't believe that we made it to the end of it, like alive sort of, because it was so hard. And we're up on stage and I see in the back there, am I frozen?
Shit.
We can hear you.
I can hear you.
We can hear you. Okay. Or you were.
Am I frozen?
No. Just, it's okay. We can
you're
hear
frozen,
you.
But we can hear you, Jen. I will animate you. Now she's gone.
Now she's gone.
But is she clicking away? Jen, can you hear us? Jen, you were about to say something awesome about me. It feels like a very inopportune time for you to leave.
I love Zoom.
God. We just did a virtual event, which was like a stand-up virtual event.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I got done and I was like, whoo. Yeah, I'm going to still think I'm funny after this. I'm going to.
Yeah.
It's just such a different world. It is and it's not, because you know that I, as a viewer, would love it. Do you know? Because I'm like, somebody different than my family. But like, you can't hear claps. You can't.
Yeah, there's no audience response.
So you're just like trusting your gut that what you're saying is funny. And it's like a runaway train. It's insane. It's insane.
Sounds very similar to what we do, which is a runaway train.
Yeah,
at all times.
Sort of hitting the bumper rails of like the bowling alley.
And that's when I knew we were best friends forever and ever.
Yes. And there is the love story.
Yeah. Right?
You got
again.
You got into Tulsa. That's what you got into Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then something happened.
Okay, so an early thing that Chris and I bonded over was how bad our fourth and fifth grade year school photos were, where we both looked like jocks. Like I was wearing like a black t-shirt. I had cut my hair like my Aunt Karen, and I just looked like a very sad, young and like Michael J. Fox kind of. And then Kristen sort of looked like Chuck Liddell. And she was in like a Steelers jersey. God.
With my mom's giant oversized shell earrings.
Oh.
Yes.
I mean, they were like blackmail material, but much like the swimsuits, we convinced each other like we should really show these in a video. And we get out on stage just to finish this show, and it just feels like unreal. And then from the back, we see this huge head in a Steelers jersey, which is some woman had made like a 4 foot high poster of school picture just to be funny. And it was like, it was worlds colliding in like the weirdest way. It like grounded us so much that we're like, here's this woman we've never met before in Tulsa who brings a picture of you that you have buried for years
and mortified over. And that's what she's like chanting in the back, like, wow. And I'm like, this is exactly who we are and what we're about. And I think we laughed for an hour straight.
So hard. Like the audience was like, yeah, we get it. She brought that picture.
But really, you don't understand. It's so funny.
I think my, my memory of Jen that I like, that I love so much, because we have so much fun together. And like you guys, like there's a million to choose from. I could give you one from yesterday. Like we have so much fun giving each other shit. It's just like, there's a large body of work. But I do remember, like, when we had the opportunity to go on tour, we had to write our show really fast and we didn't get to test the material and we didn't know if it was going to be funny. And we sold out in the, like, we were just going to go do an event in Nebraska, and what turned into an audience, we thought we would get 200 people. If we were lucky, you'd have friends and family come. We were trying to find ways to make the theater smaller, and we ended up selling out 5 shows, a total of 3,500 tickets.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And all of a sudden it put us on the map to have a national tour. So like, we are so grateful to Nebraska, because like they brought, it was a toy company, Fat Brain Toys, invested in us to rent a space and in a movie theater, no less. Amazing. To go to a stand-up show. So we're at the theater and there's just like thousands, like women coming in and they're partying and they're having so much fun. And and Jen and I are still not putting two and two together that they're there for us. So we're like, look at these women with a strong social life.
And then, who's on after us?
So wow. We get out to the audience. And I remember that women were like hanging over the balconies and they had drinks and they were slopping the drinks. And Jen looked back at me. And by the way, I had crapped 50 times. I was so nervous. I could not stop shitting. Yeah. And then Jen, I like looked at the audience and I felt my face go cold. And she just looked at me and she's wearing this cute little outfit. And she goes, God, who's on next, Sinbad? And like, it became our joke that like, we thought they were there to see Sinbad and not see us. And it like immediately makes me laugh. And then we went on to have like these really incredible, like very terrifying shows that all of a sudden became so much fun.
That's awesome. You
know? Yeah. We did one live show and then the pandemic hit.
Yeah. The pandemic.
You guys will get back and it'll be
embarrassing.
Oh, you guys will, you'll crush.
I demonstrated sex positions in it that my youngest daughter told me about, which was not at all something that you would.
But not that she's having sex. No, what she thinks that they are. Let's make that very clear.
Yes, what she's
not sex positions. She's, yeah.
Which was basically like,
I think this is what that is. And she's like, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah, it was basically
was she
like,
right?
No, there's no way you could have sex.
They were physically impossible human gumbies. Basically.
It was like lying on my side with my arms through my legs, like spanking my own ass. Like that's what she thought you did in sex, which of course,
well, that's what
I bust
we
that
did
out now too. I mean, why?
I mean, it's a very personal thing. You know?
I did it pre-marriage.
Well, you know, right. Every woman looks super sexy while lying on their side after they've had kids. So that's, you know, exactly what you want to do. As I look at the pooch that looks like a spayed fucking cat.
I promise you it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I look like
it does.
Yeah, it does. You guys.
And so what if it does?
I don't care that it does. I'm just saying that it does. Like there are yoga positions that I will like look down at my stomach in. And I'm like, this is what my cat looks like after I spayed her. Like, it's just that extra like empty. Like,
well,
yeah.
Like, you know.
I think you said it best. This is why you don't do yoga.
I can't wait to, uncomfortably hug you both.
Yes.
Someday.
Yes.
I'm fine with possible. Hugging. I am a big hugger. Yeah. I'm dark and sarcastic, but I love like hugs and physical affection. And Celia does too, deep down underneath.
Well, we have a girl night. When all this wraps up, we have a girl night. We get together, we cuddle,
yes.
We watch some sort of movie and we have some fun.
Chinese food in one.
Oh my God.
And
Chinese food in onesies. Yeah.
And
we are
started.
Ready.
Yeah.
Well, it's a date. I just want to say, Jen, Kristen, thank you so much for coming on the show. Seriously. It was so much fun. I feel like we could do this for hours because we could.
Yeah.
And whether or not anyone would want to listen, who knows?
Well,
you would.
That's pretty much what I say about every one of our shows.
Yeah.
So we are so glad that you came on. If you want to give the info about where people can find you so they can follow you, watch your videos, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Jen does this better than me.
We're on the YouTube.
On the
we're
Facebook.
On the Facebook. Yep. The Instagram.
Sometimes we twits.
And we do very seldom. We have a podcast too. Hopefully you guys will be on our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, please.
And it's anywhere podcasts are listened to, and it's called I Mom So Hard. If you Google I Mom So Hard, you will find weird porn and us.
And someday if things get, if it's a need-based situation, those two things might merge.
That's fine. That's fine.
Look, only
we're accepting offers.
I think of I Mom So Hard OnlyFans would, I'm just saying.
Yes.
It would really.
Time to get those really bathing suits back out, yeah. Ladies. You know, no clothes on underneath.
You're going to get just sort of the spillover crowd from the people looking for the MILFs. Oh, so it's going to really bring in some new people, I think.
Jody, I like where your head is. I think this is a business operation that I'm going to, Jen, we need to talk after this. I think this is the way we can make some extra
cash. I've got ideas. I'm an ideas person.
I like the word spillover after I referenced moms in bathing suits. I'm just going to say that I think we all deal with that too. So that's a whole other thing that we could charge for. Just to watch the spillover.
Well, that's what we're going to call our webcam episode, spillover. And it's going to be.
Yes.
There we go. Like all right, ladies, Kristen, Jen from the fabulous I Mom So Hard. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And I'm so glad that we all four of our trains didn't manage to crash while we were on different trains during the show.
Thanks for having us. You guys are
wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely. If our listeners out there want to follow us on the Instagram, you can follow us at Never Thought I'd Say This, or you can find us on Facebook at Never Thought I'd Say This as well. We post mostly on Instagram, though. That's kind of our favorite little hangout.
We don't tweet either. We don't have a lot.
We barely tweet because I think something terrible happened. So ignore that.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to email us and email us with your ridiculous stories, how much you love I Mom So Hard, how much you love us, you know, whatever, you can email us at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
I'm so proud of you. I make her do it.
Too. I did it. Yeah. I made it through.
I know.
I made it.
I love when you do.
You guys are awesome.
You guys, we love you. Seriously. Congratulations on all your success. Also from like two moms to another two moms that are out there just working it and doing their thing and making momhood fun and silly and irreverent and real. You guys are much appreciated.
Yes.
And remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.